okay, I wanted to allow as much time as possible for the candidates' debate, as they say. I have arbitrarily decided that what we'll do is each candidate of the five board members who wishes to, will make it about a two-minute statement, and I don't have a stopwatch, so you're going to be on the sort of honorary two-minute thing. And then we will accept two questions for those candidates. And then, time permitting, we will add other board members, directors. Whether if we don't get to our vice president and treasurer and secretary, we'll hear from them this evening. Okay, so we have the five, and I'm going to start alphabetically with Sarah Harris. Sarah, do you have a microphone, or do you? And you all know where you are in the alphabet: Metz, Perel, Wendt, Younger. So get ready. Yeah, you can. If somebody can bring you a mic from where you are, I think it's okay. We aim to please.
You ready, Judy?
I am, Sarah.
All right. Hello, everyone. Those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah Harris. I'm currently the chapter president for Fresno. Go Fresno. I joined CCB in 2014. And I'll be honest, when I joined, I really didn't know what I was getting into. And then I came to one of these wonderful conventions. And I felt very inspired, and I have continued to be more and more inspired by all of you. Every time that, you know, I talk with anybody, if it's not on the phone, here. I really, really think that we're moving in the right direction, and I want to be a part of that. I want to help the current board and Judy and our new CEO, Paul. I was lucky enough to be part of helping with the case for support, which was a labor of love, and it's beautiful. Those of you who haven't seen it, you know, just wait. We have also been working hard in constitution and bylaws, resolutions. I think we're going to be up all night. and I have been having such a great experience working with the membership committee. Those of you, if it's your first time, come to First Timers. I just really want everyone to know that we're moving in a beautiful direction. It's a fun time to be a part of CCB, and that's all.
Okay, thank you. A question for Sarah. Does someone have a question for Sarah? Come on. Question for Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Is someone ready to ask a question? Oh, good. And say your name, please, when you take the mic.
Hi, Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker. And Sarah, I'd like to know, what is your thought in regards to recruiting new members? What types of outreach activities do you feel would be useful for the organization?
Well, Kathy, you're just giving me a nice, easy one, right? I think, number one, we need to look at recruiting, our younger kids. You know, a lot of people don't know about our organization, so I think number one is we need to become more visible, you know, in our own communities and throughout the state. So I think that as we begin to move into the future and we start working with more social media outlets, we will be able to make a difference and continue CCB for many, many years to come.
Thank you, Kathy, for that question. Another question for Sarah?
Yeah, there's a gentleman over here also.
Hi, Sarah. I'm Dave Hendrickson, Bakersfield Chapter Delegate. And I love what you said about the young people. What activities do you think we could use to help drive... bring those young people out other than our business, than just our business meeting, because they get very bored. I have some ideas, but I'd like to know what your idea on that would be.
activities. Who? Well, you know, I think that our young kids like to be active. I think we need to look into getting some beatball going. I think that would be kind of fun. The other things, you know, it's mainly just getting them more involved and teaching them how they can advocate for themselves. So we could make fun games out of it, almost in a sense. You know, you can, you know, go out to the schools and, you know, meet our high school students. We have a lot of them coming, I know, tomorrow. And just give them the tools and make them realize that the number one thing is to go out there, be yourself, have fun, and, you know, be able to advocate for yourself. There's a lot more to it, you know, honestly. I think just number one is just getting out there and talking to them and being mentors, number one.
Great. Thank you, Sarah. I'm actually going to go to Pam Metz next. Is Edwin in the room?
Edwin?
Is there a volunteer?
I'm Rawash. I'm one of the volunteers.
Rawash, you come up here for a minute, would you? Sure. And Pam, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, you guys. I remember getting a phone call from Judy about 3 years ago and basically telling me I was going to run for the board. And I told her the only way I would do it is if she would mentor me on how to work with the board. And I was scared to death the first time I got elected to the board. But what I found out is they're friendly, and I have a voice. And I can use that voice to impact change with this organization. When I first joined CCB, I was like, I'm not going to get involved with all this. And now I'm so exhausted because I'm so involved with everything. I remember when they asked me to chair the Domestic Violence and Hate Crime Committee. Now it's near and dear to my heart. And Kahlua is near and dear to my heart. And guide dog users are good, near and dear to my heart. But I have to say, the biggest mentor I have is Ken. He taught me patience with advocacy and how you can deal with advocacy. He taught me that it's important to self-advocate. But I've always been a self-advocate, but he's the one. And one of the things that I like to see bringing young people in, mentoring is important. If we want the organization to grow, we have to start mentoring each other. And whether it's for the board or for different committees, we have to mentor each other. Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Pam. Yes. Question for Pam. Did I hear Roger with a question? So Roger has a question. Can someone take Roger a mic?
Hello, Pam. I think a lot of us have felt that there's been too little diversity, ethnic and racial diversity, in CCB, and some of us are very upset over the loss of the Compton chapter. Would you like to comment on what we need to do about fixing or replacing the Compton chapter and doing more with diversity?
Thank you, Roger. That's a good question. I actually work on the Multicultural Concerns Committee with the National, and so diversity is very important. Losing the Compton chapter was very hard because we don't have honestly, this organization is not as diverse as it could be. We live in California. This is one of the most diverse states in this union. But we don't have enough diversity in here. I am willing to work and help rebuild the Compton chapter and see what we can do to rebuild the Compton chapter. But also, I'm willing to work and see what we can do to rebuild the multicultural concerns within CCB. because we have so many different cultures in this state, we have to find a way to welcome all of them in so that they can feel like they can come to us when they have problems.
Thank you. Another question for Pam?
It doesn't look like it.
Pam, you answered that one. I think so.
Oh, actually, there's one more.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker. And Pam, I'd like to know, as a current board member, what do you think your greatest accomplishment has been as a board member? Or...
I think one of my greatest one of the accomplishments was you all know we had problems with the other organization, AMC, and the one thing that I would not allow them to use was the word racism. It wasn't that. It was compliance, bottom line, that's what it was. And I would not allow them to push us around and make us feel like we were doing something wrong. The other one, I've worked with Judy and Golden State. Okay, that's all I can remember, Guide Dog Handlers. Okay, Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., in getting us back on our feet and working with them as a board member and as a board member of GDU's, oh God, Golden State. And that was fun, hard work, but we did it. And I like the fact that I am involved, and they have invited me to be more involved. God bless them.
Thank you. Somebody seeks the floor? Yes?
I can speak Spanish quite well. I know Linda Hardwick personally.
What's your name?
Yolanda Escandon.
What's your last name, Yolanda?
Escandon. Escandon.
Escandon. Pon?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. Escandon.
Escandon.
Yes.
Okay.
I personally know Linda Hardwick.
You know what, Yolanda? I'm going to go on. I understand that. But believe me, we got your name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Linda Perel.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a great privilege for me to run once more to join the board of the California Council of the Blind. We live in a time of immense change. Change is all around us, increasing in speed and ferocity. Some would call that change disruption. I prefer to call it change because that is more hopeful stance to take. But that with that change, and we have change going on in CCB, brings an incredible sense of disruption in some quarters. Some folks, or many of us, are attached to familiar long time ways of doing things, of coping with the world, of deciding how we carry out our responsibilities to this organization. But we are at a point where we may need to make some pretty seismic shifts. So what I want to offer from being chosen to be on the board, if you will elect me, is a sense of calm, firm focus in making some of these, in helping to make some of these decisions. And I also want to be a listening ear for any quote-unquote subgroups or people that are unhappy with the speed or direction of the change so that we can knit together a strong fabric again for this organization as we move it forward. I've had lots of experience. I've been the president of San Francisco chapter for 3 terms. I joined the resolutions committee under the mentorship of Winifred Downing, and that's still my first love. I will be up as long as it takes tonight and tomorrow night. And I am currently the president of BRLC. We are in the process of reviving that affiliate. And I look forward to the opportunity to serve on the CCB board again. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Linda.
Looks like...
Whoa, some puppy got stepped on.
Is that someone's dog?
Is the puppy okay? It wasn't a dog? It was the PA? Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so question for Linda.
That was the microphone, unfortunately, but we have a question over here.
Hi, Linda. It's Richard Rutha. Question for you. I was going to ask it earlier to the other board members. What are some immediate tangibles or contributions you will bring to the board to help raise money so we're not just around in 18 months, we're around for another 180 years?
That's a wonderful question. I want to take a look at some of the plans that Paul is developing and see where I can best be used for financial development. We'll be happy to do that. I did work on the case for support. I was on that committee, did some of the interviewing of members of CCB. I think my skills can best be used in that writing and communication end of the fundraising process.
Another question for Linda? Thanks.
No, it doesn't look like we have any other questions. Or actually, we have one more here.
Hi, this is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker.
Good for you,
and
Kathy.
Others need to be asking questions.
Yes.
Two per candidate. Linda, as a previous CCB board member, and you're wanting to become on the board again, I'm curious, what do you think that you've learned from being a previous CCB board member that will assist you if you're elected this time around as well?
Well, like Sarah, I'm going to say you gave me a fairly easy question. Thank you, Kathy. I think that the main lesson on being on the CCB board is to learn to value and appreciate the strengths and opinions of all of your fellow board members. And it's my goal to again seek to create an atmosphere of friendliness among board members. There was one to a good degree when I was on the board before, obviously that should continue if we're going to go forward, to get to know each other and value where we come from and what we have to offer.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for the questions.
We have another question here.
Nope, two is it. Robert, you're up. Robert went. Somebody taking Robert a mic?
I'll be right over.
Roash, are you taking him a mic?
Robert didn't win. I've been thinking about this while everybody else was speaking, and I don't have very much to say now because other people said a lot of what I have to say, so I'm going to be a little redundant in relation to what others have said. One of my big thoughts is listening to folks. On my job, one of the things I do a lot of is say, I work at a university, and I'm always going back out and saying, let's ask students. Let's talk to students. Let's be aware of what students want. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. Let's just make the decision and move on. I feel very strongly about listening to members, talking to members, hearing what members have to say, no matter what. I think it's important that we listen to folks. We may still make a decision that folks may not want us to make because we may have information or more information, but I think it's our obligation to listen to our members. This organization is made up of the members. I also believe that we are in a time when there's a critical amount of change coming. I think that change has a lot of potential positivity, and that's what I'm looking forward to is the some of the fundraising plans. I think having Paul provide some of the leadership with that we haven't, and I mean day-to-day leadership. It's hard when you're on a board to have the day-to-day leadership, so I think having him will help us, and I think it'll make it easier for us to be able to do the work that's necessary. I know that it's even energized me in terms of thinking about, okay, I can make commitments to do this, that, and the other thing, because I know that there will be a I don't know what you want to call Paul in this grand scheme of things. I guess there'll be a touch point that will always kind of be there on a daily basis. I also want to make certain that the organization stays alive. It's important to me. I think our presence is critical, and there's a lot of baby boomers losing vision now. So I think our existence is more important than ever.
Thank you, Robert. Question for Robert.
All right, we have a few questions.
Good afternoon, Robert. This is David Jackson. So it sounds as though Judy has is thinking of tasking chapter members to take on chapters. And as we know, there are chapters that are in perilous situations. So as a board member or a one that's seeking that position, how would you deal, how would you approach a chapter or chapters that you've been assigned and say one is having difficulty?
Well, I would start by listening, finding out what is actually going on with that chapter. I'm a counselor by training, and so starting out with what's going on, why is there an issue, what are the concerns of that chapter, and what in relationship to the greater organization, what's going on, and where is the common ground for resolution, and then also what can the organization do to help with the resolution of that problem, and then what can the organization, the chapter itself, do? You know, it may be that the chapter needs some education, and sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes chapters grow too quickly, and they've never been big before, and they're just experiencing growing pains. So it depends on what's going on with the chapter. So you start with listening, and you go from there.
Another question?
Yeah, there's another question over here.
Good afternoon. Thank you for stepping up and running for the board. Much like the other questions regarding membership, promotion, diversity, those kind of things, how do you view the CCB board as making it relevant for people's time and promoting more advocacy and spreading the message of why we should have strong chapters and good communication with our communities that we live in. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Chris Fendrick at Bakersfield Chapter, President.
We need to kind of move it along. Yeah, I understand. So could you sit?
How would you promote more membership and make it relevant to people?
I think you have to start with what people need, what's going on out there, maybe starting with needs assessment and looking at what what's out in the community. And I think we're starting to do that because of the grants and things. So we're starting to collect data. Linda mentioned it. And, you know, so the things we're doing, we're beginning to do that. And I suspect as part of that, we're going to probably discover information that we haven't known, or we'll discover information that will let us know that we have some false assumptions, which is great, because then it'll give us possibly new direction, and that's, you know, you can't do better than that. And then maybe to build in from that point on, you know, a checkpoint, just to say, like, every couple of years you come back to this and say, okay, where are we at? Is this still true? So that would be my thought. And then once you figure that out, you can begin to go back to the public or back out there and address those groups' needs so that you can attract, you know, members according to the need that's out there in the community.
Thank you, Robert. Somebody left earphones out in the hall. They're probably gone now. If you hear somebody left earphones, tell them they're at the registration desk.
Yeah, I have them with me. I'm taking them to registration right now.
Vivian, we're not, just because you're at the Y end of the alphabet, we're going to take you seriously here.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Vivian.
Prove to me that you're awake. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
All right, so what... All right, what was that? Well, listen, if I could describe myself in one word, I'd like to see involvement. Involvement on every level. I believe in merging the top down with the grassroots level and in the middle, that we're going to make a big difference, and I have a vision for us to be movers and shakers, not just within this organization, but with the world. You know, the words, you know, those are local communities, getting on commissions and boards and different things like that, because we have to be visible, we have to be viable, and we have to be, what's the word, a vision. You know, we go into someone's office, this is who we are, this is what we'd like to do, and therefore, we'd love for you to... .. You know, whether that's donate or whether that's to get someone involved and or educate them. So I'm currently the CCB membership committee chair, and I'm an out of the box type of person. I believe in involving everybody that's around. So on our committee, for example, we're doing things differently this year. As you know, everybody got, I hope you guys read The Success to Win. Everybody remember that? The Success to Win. I don't know if your chapter's presidents, you know, informed you about that. But part of the job of the membership chair and the committee is to assist chapters. And so we try to do that. There was one chapter in particular that we were able to not only speak with a person that was involved, but then she became a board member, not board member, but, you know, committee member. So in the ways that I see this happening, first of all...
Not too long, Vivian.
I know. On the, on the, I'm not 2 minutes yet, right?
I'd say you're getting very close.
Well, I'm going to give you one example, and that ties it all in.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say is that on the membership committee, wanting to get the whole agency involved, so there's going to be a mentor training coming up that our committee is going to be putting on for CCB. And I'll stop there.
Great. Thank you. And I'm sure you maybe get some questions here about your membership activities. A couple of questions for Vivian. Question? Go ahead, Andy.
I'd like to know your take on. I'd like to know your take on how we can make the organization relevant for everyone, and so that everyone in the organization can feel like the organization is their organization, and you know that they have skin in the game, that they have a vested interest in the organization, and that you know they should want to participate and want to be involved.
Okay, what I think we could do is to not get a committee together, but people from different aspects of this organization to get together and to make up a list of questions that we can put out there on everybody's list in order to find out what their interests are, what their talents are, and how much time they have to devote. Based on that, then we can determine and approach them as to, we present them with, okay, this is where you come from, therefore, which of these would you be interested in doing? So it's about personal contact, media contact, and then also just be able to follow up. That's the key.
Another question for Vivian.
It doesn't look like we have any other questions. Or actually, there's one right here.
See? It always, when you don't think there's going to be one, then somebody comes up with one.
Hello, my name is Lorene Theveny, and I was curious to know what membership activities do you have in mind?
Right now, we have members at large, and everybody think, well, who's a member at large? So coming up, we want to reach out to that group of individuals who don't belong to a particular chapter and find out how they want to be involved in the organization. That's what's happening right there. Also, I'd like to provide a training in how to go to fairs and what to say to people as they pass by to nab them with donations, to help them think about someone that they know where we can touch their lives, to have business cards and a list readily available so that we can also go to various organizations for the blind. My passion is the newly blind. I'm a counselor right now with a nonprofit organization, and I believe that newly blind are happening in all ages, and I believe that that's a resource that we haven't tapped, and that would be my next goal after we finish the ones that are in store here.
Thank you. I would like to give an opportunity to anyone who plans to run from the floor to have 2 minutes to speak to us. Is there anybody in the room who plans to run from the floor that would like 2 minutes?
We have a gentleman over in here.
Hello, this is Steve Fort, and I tentatively plan to run for a second term, although I'm really impressed with the candidates that we've put up. And I'm really proud that as a longtime member of CCB, that we're an organization who has always adhered to democratic due process of decision making, and even though it takes a little bit more time making decisions this way, it's it's how you get to the whatever results that you're seeking. It's the means of getting there is as important as the results themselves. So, I'm really proud to be a member of this organization, and that's basically my. I don't really need the full 2 minutes, but I'm happy to have served the last 2 years as a board member, and I thank everyone for all the support and the encouragement that you've given me.
Okay. For the people running from the floor, they'll have a chance this evening to present their speakers, but I do want to give anybody else who plans to run from the floor, and of course you can always run from the floor even if you don't take your 2 minutes, but I do think it's really good when people step up, and you know, it's hard to stand up in front of people and talk. Anyone else planning to run from the floor that would like 2 minutes? This gives us time to hear from our second vice president. We will finish this even if we move a couple minutes late into the next event.
Can you raise your hand?
Wow, look at that. First time in all weekend I think I've been quiet. And I already heard Jeff booing at me. So. Hello, everybody. I am running for second vice president. Been around this organization for probably about 20 years now, since I was a student many years ago, and have been on the board previously, was board secretary for several years, and for a number of personal and health reasons needed to step away from the board. Last year, I was encouraged and agreed to run to fill the last year of Judy's term as second vice president. And in the last year, have really come to realize again how much I love this organization and why. You just look at some of the successes, as has been mentioned before, the case for support, and reading that and just seeing it in one area, how much the membership of this organization has accomplished, and just being with around the people and working with people in this organization and realizing how much that the members all have to offer. And so I would really appreciate your vote for running for second vice president again, and look forward to working with the other officers and members of the board of directors in carrying forward some of the plans that we've heard from Paul Shane about what he has planned, and being able to help with those, and also help to reach out to our membership and encourage more involvement and be able to help find a place for everybody. One thing I love about this organization is that I truly believe there is a place in CCB for everybody who wants to be involved at whatever level you want to be involved. And so I think we really need to encourage people to look and find what that area is, whether it's a committee, a local chapter, or a statewide affiliate, and to encourage them. So, thank you.
Okay, question for Gabe. Okay.
Oh, okay. I want to follow up on something that Linda referred to earlier, and others too, but especially her. And that is the issue of change. Gabe, I want to ask you what you think may be among the most difficult elements of change that this organization will need to face?
I'm sorry, you were asking what I think is the most difficult element? Okay. One of the biggest things, and I think we'll hear about it later this weekend in a resolution, is moving from a volunteer-based organization to a professional staff and having a CEO for the first time. We've always relied more on the volunteers, and I think we are still going to have to do that, but I think Paul, as our CEO, is really taking us in a direction that, as far as I've ever been involved with, we've never gone before. And so I think we as an organization are going to have to get behind those ideas and get used to a new way of thinking and be able to step up and support the ideas that he is bringing forth to us.
Another question for Gabe.
There's a few hands up, so I'll try to come to all of you guys.
Just pick one, Rosh. You don't know anybody, so it's going to be very neutral.
Hi, Gabe. It's Alice Turner here. I know that one of your passions is technology and having technology available and accessible to all. And if you had just one idea that you would like to put into place, it doesn't have to be even within this term, but just something that you would like to do for influencing that, I'd love to hear that.
Thank you. Well, it's one that we heard about a bit last night, and that is a result of a resolution that my friend Dave Jackson and I wrote a year ago, and that is being able to find a way for those who, for one reason or another, are not able to make it to convention, to be able to participate remotely. As was said, we currently have the ability for members at home to listen through the ACB streaming, but there's not a way for those members to actively participate, be it do something like ask questions at a forum like this, or ultimately remote voting. And so I would really like for us in the coming years to find a way for people who are not able to physically make it to the convention to be able to remotely participate.
Thank you. And we now have Artis, our secretary, running for secretary.
Hello, I'm Artis Bazin. I've been a member of CCB for 18 years, since I moved from Iowa to California. And one of the things that I've always enjoyed about CCB is the fact that we can work together, and even though sometimes we don't always agree with one another, it's a good way to get our brains thinking in different directions than actually what we might have initially thought was the best way to go. And I think it's important for our organization to keep thinking that way, that we're open-minded and listen to everyone's thoughts, but then we ultimately have to make a decision as to which is the best way to go. And I think we need to really increase our involvement from the community, not only with fundraising, but just getting our name out there so that we're more well known and that we can find those people who are losing their sight. I know it's important to get young people, but let's face it, most people losing their sight are older people. And every day I run into people that I didn't even realize they were legally blind, and we get into conversations. And I think we need to find those people and get them to understand how valuable it is to be part of this organization. And that's all I have to say right now.
That's fine. Thank you, Artis. Question for Artis?
I don't see any.
Artis is so great, has served as our secretary. I don't think anybody wants to even
like
think about or not getting elected.
It looks like we have one question over here.
Okay. Excuse me.
In what way will you, as secretary, help to make the minutes of all board meetings available to the membership? And this is Christy Crespin. Actually, they are available to all members. We do put a summary in the BC once the minutes have been approved. And I know it's a very brief summary, just the main points. But we also have them available in the office, and all anyone has to do is call the office and request copies of minutes. They are available to anyone upon request. And eventually, we're going to be putting them on the website once the new website is up and running. So I encourage anyone to read the minutes, because I know it's hard to attend every board meeting. Even some of us miss one occasionally, so I know it's difficult. So please ask for the minutes.
Thank you, Artis. Any other questions? One last question for Artis. No, Raj?
No, it doesn't look like we have any.